When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers, and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Let's go to Michelle. Good evening, Michelle.
Hello, you're right.
I'm all right. I'm stuffed and my headphones keep going to cock, but I'm fine, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I was just calling about the people who have, you know, achieved their dreams,
yes,
sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I've had a job putting lids on lipsticks on a conveyor belt before now.
Flipping heck.
12 hours a night.
Oh, my God. God, Michelle.
Genuine.
Yeah, no, I bet.
And I've been a baker in Asda, which was amazing.
I was a baker in Safeways.
There we go.
There we
I'd
go.
I'd have been better than you.
You would have been. I was terrible. I bled into the buns once. I actually bled into the buns.
I was stunned all the time. I didn't know what was happening.
Hey! This is I got into that stuff. But, wow, good for you.
You do what you can.
You do what you can.
But now, I'm an English teacher, and I love it. It is everything I've ever wanted to be.
Oh, fantastic.
And I couldn't do it before because I hadn't passed GCSE maths.
This is the weird thing. Why do you need maths to teach English?
I know, you do. You need English, maths and science.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I'd never passed because at school I was an absolute pain in the ass. I mean, I was horrible.
Yeah.
But I knew that English had something for me. So at 30, I resat my maths with the kids I was a teaching assistant to.
You're joking. You did GCSE maths with them?
Yep.
Mate.
With the kids that I was, I was their teaching assistant and I sat the exam with them.
How did it go?
And you know what? I got a C.
Hey!
And I got to become a teacher.
Hey, that's brilliant. Hey, right. How nervous were you in that exam and how nervous were you when you went to get your results?
I was crying.
Oh, God,
I was crying in the exam in front of them. But they knew, they knew how nervous I was.
Yeah.
Because I'd told the kids, you know, that it meant such a lot to me. And I'd resit maths. Genuinely, I had resat it 13 times.
Are you sure it was 13, not 14? There's a little maths joke for you.
But I was so bad at maths.
Little maths joke for you there, yes.
I know, I got it.
Well
I got
done.
It now
well done.
Because I passed.
There we go. Not all my listeners would get it, though, because some of them
there
are thick.
There we go.
So you did it. Okay, so then what? So once you passed the GCSE maths, then what did you do? Did you go to, like, college or to train to be a teacher?
Well, my husband, we got married on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Because we thought it'd be funny.
Yes.
But that also ended up being the day he got made redundant.
Oh, wow.
But because he was redundant, he could look after the kids, and I applied for teacher training.
Aye.
So, now look, I've been teaching for 9 years.
Oh, that's brilliant, Michelle.
It's
well done.
It's the greatest job in the world.
How old are the kids you're teaching?
Oh, God, 11 to 18.
Oh, no! They are horrible at that age.
They can be.
Yeah.
They can be. But it, oh my God, I get to talk about the books I love every day, man. I mean, it's not even a job, you know.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
What, do you know what your nickname is?
Oh, God, I've probably got a lot. Yeah. Most of them to do with being fat, being cross-eyed, wearing glasses.
Hey, are you cross-eyed and overweight?
Yes.
Oh, Michelle, you're like gift. You're like a gift from heaven to those kids.
I am. It's like I was always meant to be.
Unfortunately,
my surname doesn't rhyme with fat or any kind of farmyard animal.
They'll make it rhyme with something. Oh, kids at that age can be flipping over.
I'm sure they do.
I'm so pleased for you, Michelle. That's absolutely brilliant.
It is never too late.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how crap your current job is. My job was genuinely putting lids on lipsticks on a conveyor belt.
Flipping it, man. And this is the thing, right? Because I've had people call in before, and I've heard radio shows where it's people going, "Well, I was 56, and I jacked in what I was doing, and I became what I, you know, an art or whatever." And I've always kind of thought, "Yeah." And listen, I love this job. I really do love this job. But just doing this audition today, Michelle, it reminded me why I got into show business. It reminded me what I'd always
wanted to do.
I have got to go for it, haven't I?
You have. Otherwise, it'll be like an unscratched itch.
Yeah. I'm going to go for it.
You've got to do it, man. And not only that, Ian, you can do it.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
You can and you should. And you are doing yourself a disservice if you don't try.
Michelle, it's so nice to talk to you. I'm glad it all worked out for you. Cheers, my dears. Ta-ta. There we go. There we go. There's an inspirational tale, if ever we needed one. 0344 499 1000. Let's see if we can make it a show. And by the way, get your calls in early, because after midnight, I don't know if we're going to be taking any calls. If you've got any McCartney questions, we might do. But the Kenny Jones interview is pre-recorded, and I really want to talk to Ryan and Chris from Take It Away podcast. So I might just keep them for myself. So if you want to get on the show tonight, I've got terrible wind. Really, really bad wind. I might be sick. I think I might be sick on the radio. I think I'm going to throw up. So if you want to get a call in, do it before midnight is what I'd say. 0344 499 1000. And let's see if we can kind of make it, I don't know, an inspirational show. If you're living the dream, let me know. Let's go to Craig. Good evening, Craig.
Hello.
Hello, Craig.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going all right, Craig.
I'm having a good week.
You're what?
My week was up and down like it.
Are you on speakerphone?
No.
Why can't I? Is your head in a box? Hello? Hello, Craig?
Hello?
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 It's quite difficult to hear you.
It's maybe that I'm in the house, sir.
Okay. Well, go on. So you're having an up... Let's see if we can battle on. You're having an up and down week. Why? What's happening?
I lost my job a few days ago.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry. Was there any warning coming?
No, there wasn't.
And any reason for it?
No, I just said, that's your job gone. I have to let you go, so I'm waiting for that.
That was it? They just said, that's your job gone, away you go?
Yeah.
Flipping heck, man. How do you respond to that?
It's not easy, like.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry to hear that, Craig. That sounds absolutely lousy. So what are you going to do, man?
I'll probably look for another job there.
What line of work are you in?
Mechanics.
Mechanics. Oh, man. Well, I wish you the best of luck. I wish you the best of clutch, Craig.
No, thank you.
No worries, man. Anything else?
My other week was good, like.
The other week was good.
Did
you get a job as a mechanic?
Nah.
I'm joking. Go on, why?
I found my father after 20 years.
Whoa, Craig! This is the most insane phone call. Well, not the most insane phone call. We had Dean and we had John last night. But this is pretty up there. Right. So, hang on a minute. When did you find your dad after 20 years?
Oh, I found him on Facebook, yeah.
You found him on Facebook?
Yeah.
And have you spoken to him?
I've spoken to him. I've seen him a few days now.
And what was that like? How did what? Okay, let's go back a bit. So you've not seen him for 20 years. Why is that? Did he just walk out when you were a kid? What happened?
Oh, I don't know. I think he walked out of us.
He got what?
Walked out. He got left us.
He just walked out. And how old were you at the time, Craig?
I was five.
Five. Ah, man. And he'd made no attempt to get back in your life?
Well, he says he was trying to, but he couldn't find me.
Right, okay.
But the good thing is I found that I've got a stepborn sister.
Well, hey, there you go. And how was it meeting up with your dad? Did it go okay?
It was weird a bit.
Yeah. Does he live near you?
Nah.
Miles away.
Oh, he stays in Scotland, but right. I'm in Arbroath. He's in Glasgow.
Yeah, okay. Well, Craig, listen, I say this, and I don't mean this in a patronising way. Take care of yourself, man, because both of those things, the losing the job and seeing your dad, they're both big old shocks, you know. And while you might be happy about meeting your dad, there might be a bit of a come down at some point. So just, you know, just keep an eye on yourself, man. And you know, take on board. You've had two massive shocks in the last week or so.
That's the thing.
Hang in there, brother. I hope work picks up for you. And I hope that you and your dad can, I don't know, develop a meaningful relationship, if that's what you want.
Well, I hope I'm not, but you never know what things come out, do you?
You don't know. You don't know. But I hope it works out the way that you want it to work out, man.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, Craig. Take care, fella. Thank you.
Thank you.
Flipping it. That was, wow, what a call. I've got a feeling it's going to be one of them nights tonight. Let's take one more, then we'll have a break. Good evening, Mark.
Oh, hi, Ian. How you doing?
I'm fine. Are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm not. No, I mean, I've got no carpets, you see, because of my wheelchair, so it echoes a bit.
Right, OK, hang on a second, Mark. Hang on, just stay there. Catherine, I don't want anybody else in wheelchairs allowed on, because the phone quality is awful, OK? So no more wheelchair people. Sorry, Mark, I just had to go off air for the second. Hopefully you didn't hear that. I was having a production.
Yeah, I'm watching your
Oh, no! Tragic comic bans disabled from phoning show. Hey, that would get us some headlines, though, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it, just? After you taking the mickey out of me being a one-handed DJ.
So you got no cup. Well, OK, well, it means you don't need to hoover. You can just sweep.
Mop.
Yeah, well, you can just tie like a mop to the back of the wheelchair and... Hey,
I mop every day. I mop my floors every day.
Mark, I had a really weird thing today, and you've just reminded me, because it involved a wheelchair, right?
Yeah.
When I was a teenager, we used to live in this place called Farnham Common, right? It's near Slough. And I went there... It was yesterday. I went there on the way to go off somewhere. And I stopped at the Costa to get a coffee and a sandwich. And as I was walking into the Costa, walking up the street, there was a woman in an electric wheelchair, right? And I thought, oh, that's my mum, because the wheelchair was the same, her hair was the same, I could see just that she had glasses on. I thought, oh, that's my mum. And her care home is about 20 minutes, 30 minutes away from there. I thought, oh, maybe the carers have brought her out here. So I walked up next to her, and I looked at her, and I'm looking at her kind of front on, and I'm thinking... I think that's my mum. I think, right? But I'm not totally sure. But I was 80% sure it was her. And I was so kind of sure, I started walking towards her and started saying, as in, hello, mum. And as I got closer, I thought, that's not my mum. What am I doing? And I turned away very, very quick. As I'm walking into Costa, I'm looking over going, is that... I didn't know if she was my mum or not, Mark. It was the weirdest thing. And I've had it where I've seen people and thought, did I go to school with them? Did I work with them? Did
I? Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
You know, but this was my mum. And I'm thinking, is that my mum? Honestly, it was so strange, man. She was wearing the same clothes as my mum. Next time I see my mum, she might say, "Ear, why didn't you come and say hello to me in Farnham Common?" It was the funniest thing. Anyway, Mark, sorry, I digress. What have you got for us?
Yeah, it's good to hear you so positive, mate.
I'm feeling alive after today.
Yeah, that's good. That's brilliant, mate. Yeah, anyway, what I rang up about was what you were saying about podcasting last night.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really interesting. I mean, I don't see no... But to be honest, I don't see no one from day to day. I'm lucky to see somebody once a week because I don't get out much. And to podcast, what I do, the radio, what I run, as I told you before, it's like a lifesaver to me.
Yeah.
I talk to so many people all over the world. It's actually brilliant. And what I would say is, with mental, when you got depression or anything like that, the best thing is to keep your mind busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So podcasting is a brilliant way. If you've got something to say, podcasting is the way to go, or radio, like what I do.
So the thing about podcasting, you can do it for, if you've got some, you know, a decent computer, decent, it doesn't have to be that decent. You can do it for like a few quid a month. £4 a month, I think, is to hire, you know, to get it hosted on a website somewhere.
I mean, I pay about, with the website that I've got, I pay about 60 quid a month, which, not going out on that, I think it's not a great deal, but it's freedom for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's so good. Yeah, it's a good thing. I actually, I'll tell you what made you laugh. Got a jingle from Barry.
Barry from Watford?
Barry from Watford, sent me a jingle. I actually got it. I
can only apologise.
What do you call it? Not tweeted it to you.
Yeah.
So you can have a listen. It is funny.
All right, Mark. Well, tweet it again and I will play it. And I bet it's bloody awful knowing Barry. Thank you, Mark. 0344 499 1000. Paula, stay there. Come to you in a second. This is Talk Radio.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to her records as they long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh, no.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Whispering lunar incantations for cross parents, cross dressers.
Did you know this about me?
And cross rail workers.
Steel and polycarbonate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got a very poor internet connection.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. We got guests from midnight, so if you want to come on the show tonight, get your calls in. We're talking ambitions, we're talking dreams and getting there and not getting there. You can still call in about anything you want, by the way. It's still a free-for-all, but this is kind of the theme that my head is following this evening. Good evening, Paula.
Good evening, Ian. How are you?
I am really, really stuffed, and I need to lose some weight, but... apart from that, I'm up early tomorrow because at 8:50 my eldest is doing an assembly which I'm going to go and see. So I'm going to be tired, but I'm really looking forward to that. I love seeing my boys doing little plays and shows and things at school. It's great fun.
Been there, done that, my friend.
Great, isn't it? That's what being alive is all about, is seeing your kid as a jaguar, which is what mine is doing tomorrow. What have you got for us, Paula?
I just wanted to say,
yes.
Right, I watched you in the jungle,
yeah.
I knew you before, I have listened to you. I'm not a full-time listener, probably two or three times a week.
Good for you. It's all we can
And I follow you on Twitter.
Yes.
And tonight you said something, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to ring up. I am very lucky with my life, and yeah. I want people to know out there, sometimes you meet the right person, everything just clicks, and I'm having a very lucky life. I met my husband, I was 17 and he was 19,
yeah.
And we're 30 years later and we're still together.
Hey, listen to that, that's brilliant.
I know, we've just had our 25th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you, we had a bit of a renewal of vows, which is a bit wanky, but hey, we did it.
Right, don't say that word again, but yeah, well done.
Oh, sorry,
that's
sorry,
all right.
Sorry. But you know what? We met at work. Yeah. I was 17, he was 19.
Yes.
We got married at 22 and 24.
Yeah.
We look like children in our wedding picture.
Yeah, babies, yeah, I bet.
Yeah, and now here we are. I'm 47, he's 49. We've got two wonderful, children. They're not children, they're adults,
yes.
Mini adults.
Yeah.
And sometimes, guys, life can be good,
yeah.
And I'm very lucky. You know, neither of us have any issues health-wise, and I just want people to know out there, sometimes if you meet the right person, everything clicks, it can all be good.
Isn't that lovely? I'm trying to think, you know, at 21, at 22, I was in no fit state to be in relationship, let alone getting married.
Oh, trust me. If my daughter, who's now 19...
Yeah.
Turned around to me and said, "Mum, I'm getting married." I'd be like, "No, you're not."
No, funny.
Because it's funny. We look back and my husband, he hates me for saying this, but when I say to him, I look back at the age we got married and we were kids playing grown-ups.
Yeah.
But I'm very lucky. We're very lucky. It worked.
I'm trying to do the maths.
Yes.
And I think my mum, when she had my sister, and this amazes me, I think my mum was 19 years old when she had my sister. Maybe 20. She was no older than 20. I think she was 19.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
She would have been 20, 21. She would have been 22 when she had me. And I just think, and she, you know, she did the best job she could as a mum. And she, you know, a bit of bad luck with health and with the bloke that she married, my dad. But
mm-hmm.
I just think that 19 and 23, too.
Ian,
babies.
My mum had my sister at 18.
No!
Yes.
No!
And you know what makes me laugh?
Go on.
So my sister's, she'll kill me for saying this. My sister's 52.
Oh.
And I'm 47.
There we go.
My mum's 70 and she still refers to us as her girls.
Yeah.
We're not girls, mum. We're grown-up women.
Oh, God.
Okay?
I'm starting to, because my mum always refers to me as a brave little soldier and all of that stuff. And I'm starting with my boys getting older, and I call, you know, my boys are still 8 and 6, so they are babies, and I call them babies, and they're like, "Oh, Dad, we're not babies, we're big boys now."
Mm.
And it's that thing that my mum always said to me, "You'll always be my little babies," and she
yeah.
would say that to me, and I go, "Oh, Mum, shut up." But I get it now. These when they're big, strapping 20-something men with big beards and taller than me, they're always going to be my little babies.
My son, who's like, I'm 5'8" and my son's 6'2" with a beard, and I'm like, "You're still my baby."
Oh,
he's like, "Mum, I'm really not."
Oh, Paula, that's a lovely story. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. I just wanted you to list your listeners know there are good stories out there.
Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely lovely. Thank you so much for that, Paula.
You're very welcome.
Take care. Bye bye. Ta ta. What a lovely lady with a potty mouth, but what a lovely lady. You said on the screen that she was nervous. Nothing to be nervous about at all. That was lovely. But I think my mum was 19 when she had my sister. That's crazy, isn't it? That is crazy. So it means my mum is like, she's 47. No, 47, she's 67. It's 2018, isn't it? So she's 67. So yeah, she's 22 years older than me. 22 years older than me. That's nothing. If I start thinking about that too much, it sends my head spinning off. And I kind of think, if I'd had a kid at the age she'd have me, I'd have a 23-year-old now. Head starts spinning off, doesn't it? How old are you, Sam? What are you, 26?
Five.
25. I'd have a kid about his age. The head just starts spinning out. I can't handle that kind of maths. Thank you for that. That was a lovely call. Good evening, Dan.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I think this weekend I might go and have a little cheeky spoons.
Ian, do you want to know something? Obviously, the whole theme of tonight's show is one of hope and one of, you know, joy occasions in people's lives.
Yes.
And I'm glad to tell you that my mate got the job on the spot at Spoons.
On the spot! On the spot job! This is great! It's almost as if they don't care about who they hire at Spoons.
Mate, nah. He's a great signing, I promise you. He's a great signing. I don't know what his contract terms were, but he's a great signing.
So just so what, he walked in and they went, you're hired. Can you start now?
Pretty much.
How do you think if Chris Tarrant was the head barman at Spoons, how do you think he would have announced the job?
Do you want me to do another impression instead of Chris Tarrant, or do you just want Chris Tarrant?
I think I just want Chris Tarrant.
Have you been eating? All right, fine. All right, okay. What question is it? For how much are you going to win if you get the question right?
He's going to win a year's contract at Spoons.
Right, we got that. You're doing pretty well so far. I just answered this one question.
You idiot. Go on, do the... All right, so you reckon you can do another impression? Go on.
What about Barry from Watford?
Oh, go on then.
Hello. No, I can't. I'll tell you what, I was watching the clip that you put on your YouTube channel about Barry when he rung in about his computer course.
Yeah.
And he was just in fit. I've watched it, honestly, about four times. I've just been in fit trying to do his impression.
I wish
every
he would.
I tried to do it.
I wish the old man would die.
No.
Yes.
Lovely.
He's annoying.
Cobblers. Absolute cobblers.
That is brilliant. That is
absolute cobblers. Listen here, Ian. I made you. I made you when you were nothing.
How long did it take you to learn that?
About a day or two.
Yeah. Here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. I think that voice is even better than the real Barry from Watford, right? So I've got an idea. If you want to call in as Barry from Watford from now on, we'll use you instead of the... oh, where's he gone? He's disappeared. Oh, no. Get him back. I hope his phone's not died. I bet he goes to answer phone. But his phone's died. These young impersonators. Honestly, this Barry from Watford is getting right on my wits, I think we can say. And it would be so much nicer to have someone new, someone fresh, and someone who's just a whole lot better.
Hello.
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 Yes, you're not doing it as well now, Dan. You've lost it a bit.
It's me.
Yeah, you're not doing it quite as well, Dan. You were doing it better a minute ago.
Yeah, it's me though.
Yeah, you're sounding a bit too miserable.
What do I have to do to prove it's me?
Well, Dan, I don't know. What do you want to do?
I'm not Dan.
All right, okay, right. Well, you sounds
what
like.
What can I do to prove it's me?
Well, who are you?
The real one.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Dan! All right,
I'm Barry though.
Right. Okay.
What can I do to prove that I know you? I met you that time in London when the police were after you, that nasty business in the toilet.
No.
Remember that? That was me.
Oh!
That time, that was never proven, that business, remember?
Are you implying that I've go cottaging in public toilets?
Well, I'm not implying it. I'm telling you that's what... It is
the real Barry from Watford. We were just speaking to a young man called Dan who does a really, really good impression of Chris Tarrant and you.
Oh, I'd like to hear him.
Well, his phone's gone dead and he's disappeared.
Oh.
So...
Oh, dear.
It's,
can I do Chris Tarrant for you?
I bet you'd love to do Chris Tarrant. Bet Margaret would love to do Chris...
Oh, you're saucy. Hello?
Hang on, you've done Chris Tarrant as a shy woman from the 1800s.
Shall I have a go?
Go on then.
Again?
Yes, please, yeah.
Do you want to find a friend? Do you want to find a friend? I like that.
What's the coy giggling behind your fan?
No, that's what it does, Tarrant.
No.
Is it Answer A?
Let me see if Ian's I can do got... Chris Tarrant.
This is Chris Tarrant here. This is Chris Tarrant here.
That's John McCririck, isn't it?
I'm Chris Tarrant here, and I'd like to ask you a question for £1 million.
All right, for £30,000, Ian A, climbing up the cubicle, B, peering under the cubicle, or C... Yeah.
Okay, for £1 million, was Barry, who was in the cubicle, was he giving Ian the come on, A? Was he B, peeping through the glory hole? Was he C, passing notes under the cubicle?
No.
Or D, did he claim he'd left the door unlocked by accident?
No, that's not.
That's how I remember.
No, well, you remembered it wrong.
That's how I remembered it, and I think I
remembered it.
You brought it up then, and you're bringing it up now. You brought something up then.
Yeah, you did. You brought it up. You opened the door.
You brought up.
You wrote your
you
phone
were
number
up.
On it.
You were up.
Yes.
And then you brought ectoplasm up from it.
Yeah, you did.
You had it up.
Wow, you had it up.
Do you remember, just time out for a second, Barry, do you remember like the classic Minty Biscuits and some of the great calls? And now we've resorted to talking about me sucking you off in a public toilet. Really, we really are scraping the bottom of the barrel, as we did that day as well.
Yeah, it was so good, wasn't it? Minty Biscuits. Barry, the Blankety Blank,
okay.
All the great.
Well, I'm going to cut you off now.
Oh, okay.
There we go. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.